Today, we'd like to see the title of a question to God in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 12, verses 1 to 17. To online wise people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? Why does Jeremiah ask a question to God? And who else asked this kind of question to God in the Old Testament? And what would you be if God gave you immediately what you truly deserve? Question 2, in verse 5. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the flood plain of the Jordan? What does it mean? Last question 3, in verse 7. I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. What divine characteristic can we see? In the last time, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 21, God revealed to Jeremiah, therefore thus says the Lord concerning the man over Anathoth, the resident of Anathoth, who seek your life, saying, do not prophesy in the name of the Lord, lest you die by our hand. So God revealed Anathoth's people's plot to kill Jeremiah. This chapter 12 can be divided into two parts. First part, verses 1 to 4, Jeremiah's question to God. Verses 5 to 17, God's answer to Jeremiah. Verses 1 to 4, Jeremiah's question to God. Verse 1, righteous are you? So here, Jeremiah recognized God is righteous, without doubt. Oh Lord, when I plead with you, when I petition to you, yet let me talk with you about your judgment. So Jeremiah raised a question about God's judgment. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? This is a common question. For example, is Asa, the Levite of a worship team leader, Psalm chapter 73, verses 1 to 3, truly God is good to Israel. So without doubt, God is good to such as are pure in heart. Without doubt, the pure heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. Why? Because I was envious of the boastful, the proud people. I am envious of the proud people when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So Aesop also raised the question, the prosperity of the wicked people. Also Job, chapter 21, verse 7. Why do the wicked people live and become old? Why do the wicked people live too long? Yes, become mighty in power. Also, the wicked people had mighty in power. Habakkuk, the prophet, also raised the question, chapter 1, verse 4. Therefore, the law is powerless. There were a lot of evil people, and justice never goes forth. Because the wicked around the righteous people, therefore, perverse judgment proceeds. Here is all three people raise the question, but not blame God to be foolish. Verse 2, happy who deal so treacherously, happy who deal so betrayal or deception. Here, Jeremiah is impatient to God's justice. That's why Jeremiah raised a question about God's judgment. Let God give them immediately what they deserve. But our God is long-suffering. Our God is patient. If God does so to us, we would be in big trouble. Because if you lie or if you commit sin, so God might immediately judge against you. The 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack, not slow concerning his promise. As some count slackness, some people say the Lord is slow or lazy, but Lord is long-suffering toward us. How come he is long-suffering? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance for salvation. God wants all people to be saved. That's why God is long-suffering, not to make a judgment immediately. Verse 2, you have planted them. Yes, God have planted the Judah people. Yes, they have taken root. So therefore, they have taken foundation, root. They grew, the Judah people grew. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. So lip service to God, pretend to love God, no heart to love God. That is hypocrites. Verse 3, but you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me. You have tested or tried my heart toward you. Simply means you know my heart to be loyal to you. That's true. So Jeremiah, he is obedient to the Lord, even if nobody listened to Jeremiah, but Jeremiah continually delivered God's word. In the last day of the fall of Judah, southern nation, that time king Zedekiah. Pull them out like a sheep of the slaughter. So let God do justice to the treacherous Anathoth, like the sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them, prepare the residents for Anathoth, who made a plot to kill Jeremiah for the day of slaughter. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 19. Anathoth's resident did so exactly to Jeremiah. But I would like, Jeremiah said, I would like a docile lamb or a gentle lamb brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had divided, that Anathoth's resident had devised a scheme against me. That plot to kill Jeremiah, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off, cut Jeremiah off from the land of the living, that his name may be remembered no more. So now Jeremiah asked God the righteous judgment to them. First of all, How long will the land mourn? The land of Judah, wicked land, and the herbs of every field withered, wasted. The beast or the wild animal and birds are consumed, are wasted, because the wickedness of those, the Judah people who dwell there. So God, you know, punished the Judah land because they said, He will not see our final end. God will not see our final end. That's a blasphemy to God. Verse 5. Now, 5 to 17, God's answer to Jeremiah. If you have run with the footmen, and they, the footmen, have wearied you, the footmen have been tired of you, or are tied with you, then how can you contend with horses? So how can you handle horses? So out of control. And if in the land of peace, in which you trusted, you said peace land, they, the footmen, tired of you. How will you do in the flood plain of the Jordan? How can you contend with the flood? You cannot contend with them, except through the strength and the help of the Lord. That means, so through trials, simply trust in our Lord and commit all things to Him. Even if this question about not immediate judgment to the wicked Israel people. Verse 5. For even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously or deceitfully with you. Yes, they have called a multitude, a lot of people after you. Do not believe them. God is not interested in a lot of people, rather than in of even few people who are loyal to Him. Do not believe that. Even though they speak smooth or fair words to you. Verse 7. I have forsaken my house. God made a just righteous judgment against Judah. I have left my heritage people. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul. Even if those people made a lot of wicked thing, evil thing, but God still called them the dearly beloved of my soul. Verse 8, even if my heritage, the Judah people, like a lion in the forest, cried out against God, blasphemy against God, God still called them the dearly beloved of my soul. Here, God still loves. Here is unfailing love, faithful love, amazing love. God's chastisement or judgment with the evil instrument of Babylon to carry away at captivity for 70 years into foreign countries in order to correct the children of God to return to God. That's God's purpose. That's God's love. That is unfailing love. In the hand of her enemies, the Jewish people's enemies, Babylonians, my heritage people of Judah, because the northern kingdom Israel was already conquered by Assyria, now a certain nation Judah alone left. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore, I have hated it because they are against me. My heart is people, is to me like a speckled vulture or a pecked chicken. For example, a vulture pecked by other vultures, like the odd chicken, the rest of them all peck on her. The vultures all around are against her. The vultures all around are pecking on her. That situation is like the Judah. Judah is completely conquered by Babylon. Even King lost his two eyes by Babylon king. Come assemble all the beasts of the field, bring them to devour. Many rulers, many pastors, spiritual leaders in Judah have destroyed my vineyard, yet live falsely. Don't worry about invasion of an enemy. God give peace. Only Jeremiah said, unless you repent your sin, God will bring judgment against you, bringing enemy to destroy you. Many prophets, many spiritual leaders have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot because they didn't repent. They didn't deliver true word, God's word to them. They have made by pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it, the Judah land, desolate, useless. Desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate because no one takes it to heart. No one minds over it. They don't care over it. Like today, nobody takes care over materialism, secularism, sexism, a lot of against God in music, movie, government, even in church, in serious trouble, far from God. Verse 12, the plunderers or spoilers, invaders, the latter Babylonians, have come on all the desolate heights in the wilderness. For the sword of the Lord shall devour, shall eat fully from one end of the land to the other end of the land, which means completely conquered by Babylonians. No flesh shall have a peace. All of them carried away as slaves. How long? For 70 years. They have sown wheat, but reap the thorns, no fruit. They have put themselves to pain. So painful work, but do not profit. Be ashamed of your harvest, your results, because of the fierce of anger of the Lord. United States in early time, because they trust in the Lord, that's why United States were prosperous. But unlike in Latin America, they sought for prosperity, but their prosperity was not like the United States. United States first seeking the truth, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. So in God we trust land. That's why God allowed prosperity to the United States. Now, we came far from God. So, a lot of the economic problem, you know, as well, coming out. Verse 14, thus says the Lord against all my evil neighbors. That's indicating Babylonians who touch the inheritance, the Judah inheritance, which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. God finally destroyed evil instrument of Babylonians to be conquered by Persia. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land, pluck Babylonians out of their land, and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. After the Judah's 70 years captivity by Babylon, God allowed the Judah people to return to Israel by Cyrus the Persian king. Verse 15, then it shall be, after I have plucked them out, the Judah people out, that I will return and have compassion, a kind of love too, on them and bring them back. Not all Jewish people returned back to Israel, but the remnants who repent their sin and went back, you know, to God are going to be back to Israel. Bring them back. Everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land. So God's unfailing love here, God's punishment to correct Judah people to restore to God, not destroy the Judah people. Verse 16, and it shall be, if they will learn carefully or diligently the ways of my people, to swear by my name, to make a promise revocably by my name, as the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, before they made a promise irrevocably by Baal's name, but now they make a promise irrevocably by God's name, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. Then they qualify to be my people. But if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck out and destroy the nation of Judah, says the Lord. We are seeing, you know, each question. Question 1 in verse 1, righteous are you? Here Jeremiah indicates God's character, righteous. Jeremiah never argued with God's righteous. Therefore, Jeremiah had a pure question, rather than complaining or murmuring. Oh Lord, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgment. Jeremiah raised a question, judgment. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? So Jeremiah's question about why not immediate judgment to them? And who else asked this kind of question to God in the Old Testament? We saw number 1, Asaph, number 2, Joel, number 3, Habakkuk, the prophet. The same question, how come the wicked is prosperous? And who else, the last question, what would you be if God gave you immediately what you truly deserve? Everybody is a sinner, so we are subject to judgment. If God gives us immediate judgment, nobody can survive. That's why we give so thankful to long-suffering and patient God. Question 2. In verse 5, if you have run with the footman and they, the footman, have wearied of you, have been tired of you, then how can you contend with horses? We cannot, horses. We cannot control horses. If in the land of peace in which you trusted, they weird you, so those people tired of you, then how will you do in the flood plain of the Jordan? So we cannot, he cannot contend the flood, or like a tornado, or the earthquake. What does it mean? Then meaning, trust in the Lord. Commit to all things, including your question, your impatience, to the Lord. In His time, in His way, He will show His justice through His judgment. Question 3 in verse 7. I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage, the Judah nation. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul in the hand of her enemies. What divine characteristics can you see? Even if they cried out against God like a lion in the forest, God still called them the dearly beloved of my soul. Here, God's unfailing love, amazing love, and faithful love. Let's sing song all together on bulletin, last song.